Hello everyone, welcome back to one more episode on IPL 2024. In this episode, we are going to talk about five-time IPL champions, Mumbai Indians. And to talk about that, we have one of the biggest Mumbai fans. That's our co-host Abhi here with us. Hi Abhi.
Hello Deva.
How long have you been Mumbai Indian fans?
For me, I've been a Mumbai Indians fan from IPL 2009.
What happened in 2008?
In 2008, external factors made me root for Chennai Super Kings. I was a young kid back then. I didn't know better.
All right.
But okay. I think I've been a lifelong, more than a fan, I should say, devotee of Sachin Tendulkar. That probably made me root for Mumbai Indians in the beginning. And then I started, you know, the way they manage their franchise, the resurgence of Rohit Sharma and me being yet after Sachin Tendulkar, he probably passed the baton to Rohit Sharma and I became his devotee. So, yeah, it's been a great ride for me personally. It's been following this team for almost 15 years now, rooting for them with all my heart, despite a lot of adversity. But I love all this team and make sure to talk about that.
Okay, let's get right into it. What's your overall take on both trade and auction for IPL 2024 for Mumbai Indians?
I think last season, they exposed some of the frailties that Mumbai Indians had, especially in their bowling department and the middle order batting. This season, with the trading and the auctions, they went there and addressed that doubly strongly. For the last couple of years, we've been, you know, put under the vision that Bumrah and Archer will bowl together, and every fan had been looking forward to that, including myself, and that thing never happened. So I think they've come out of that daydream, and they made some important buys in the auction and trading wise as well. So it's a pretty strong team.
Probably the rest of the nine teams did some voodoo black magic to prevent that from happening, because that would be a nightmare for the batters.
Yeah, I mean, when Archer was fit, Bumrah was injured. When Bumrah was fit, Archer was injured. So that never happened. But now I think they've grown past that, and they have some brilliant options with respect to both bowling and batting.
All right. So we are talking about Mumbai Indians, so we cannot skip one major topic, that is one of the biggest trade ever in the history of IPL for 17 years, Hardik Pandya back to Mumbai Indians. So how do you see that? And followed that, they also named him as the captain. So you can share your thoughts and feelings about that.
I mean, my initial reaction was, you know, disappointing, of course, you know, I've been one of the biggest fans of Rohit Sharma, been his big supporter ever since he started playing. I loved him at DC. When he came to Mumbai, he became even more closer to my heart because he was playing for the team I love. And there's something in him that makes me root for him every single time, whatever he does. But if I keep my personal feelings for Rohit Sharma aside, I think it's a brilliant move. I think Hardik Pandya proved his mettle as captain in Gujarat Titans. This is following the trend. I read a Twitter post. Someone had posted it. It was just a brilliant read. This is perfectly following the trend of handing down the baton of leadership. What happened in 2013 when, you know, Sachin Tendulkar was in the twilight of his career. They made Ricky Ponting captain for a little bit, but then they identified Rohit Sharma as a prospect that can lead this team for years to come. And he's been captain for 11 years, for 10 years actually, and he's won the IPL five times. So every 2 years he gives you an IPL, essentially. So it's just a part of brilliant leadership, and maybe they've identified that Rohit Sharma is also in the twilight of his career. They needed someone to lead this team for the next 5 6 years, and they've identified Hardik and they bought him in with the trade. I think it's a good move for the franchise. However controversial it might seem from the outset, there are so many controversy theories, and I think all of that is just, a bunch of tattletale, if I'm being very respectful. But I think it is a good move, and it might benefit Rohit Sharma as well. His responsibility is just go there and bat freely the way he was batting in white ball cricket just before the England Test series, and maybe we'll see the best of him, and maybe it's the best for India as well if he's in a great form going into the 2020 World Cup. I'm excited for this. Let whoever say whatever, but I'm really excited for this. I've followed this team all my life, and I followed Rohit Sharma all my life. I have no hard feelings, and this is a great move for the franchise. So I'm excited for it.
Right, that's very well put. From an outsider point of view, if I could give my point, I think very similar to you, most of the Mumbai fans love Rohit Sharma. So all the hatred that they are throwing at Hardik Pandya is coming from the love that they have for Rohit Sharma. Whereas if you see the other side, the rest of the nine teams are not happy with such a huge trade because this is a extremely big advantage for Mumbai Indians to have Hardik Pandya, especially from outside the auction, without even giving the other people a chance. At least that's what they call it, even though they could have asked for the trade as well. So, because of all that reason, the other team fans were also not happy with the trade and they are not happy with this change and everything. But if I had to guess, once the game starts, if Mumbai were to go on to win first two, three games, I think all MI fans would be extremely happy, and especially if Rohit scores some runs, they are going to forget about everything and they'll be happily cheered for the
Yeah,
team like they did before.
I think one thing I wanted to address is, like you said, there has been a lot of hatred, a lot of abuse for Hardik Pandya, which is pointless because he's a fellow India cricketer. Just put everything aside. We come from Gujarat Titans, whatever. He's a fellow India cricketer. He's a fellow human being. So I think you should be respectful for that. And your point of the other teams being unhappy. This is the Mumbai Indians is the team that made Hardik Pandya what he is right now. They've identified him as a young talent. They've scouted him. They've given him the opportunity. They've made him into the player that they are. And I think that would have factored in when Hardik was captain of GT and they were a very successful franchise. The Mumbai Indians' contribution to the development of Hardik Pandya as a cricketer may have factored in to his decision to move as well. So I completely respect this, and yeah, I'm excited for it.
All right, let's get right into the next topic. Let's hear from you. Who is the biggest steal?
In my opinion, the biggest steal is Mohammad Nabi.
Hmm.
Mumbai Indians, after Harbhajan Singh and a couple of them, we've not had spin bowling all-rounder, an experienced international spin bowling all-rounder like that. Mohammad Nabi might be the answer for that. I've always yearned for someone like that. I've always been like, why don't we have a good spinner? Why don't we have like a. We've developed Chahar, Rahul Chahar, we've developed Yuzvendra Chahal, but we've not bought a proven performer like that before. And Mohammad Nabi had has answered all my prayers, I should say, to get a player like him. I think he's a steal. They got him for base price, and also Gerald Coetzee for 5 crores is also brilliant buy. He's a very utility all rounder. Dilshan Madushankar had a great white ball world 50 over World Cup in India, and they've also got gotten him in. So the bowling department looks much stronger instead of investing large money in a player like Jofra Archer. They went and got these two, three of these up and coming fast bowlers who we can develop and have for the next few years. So yeah, that's the overall view on the auction. They did not make any sensational buys like they did last time. They've already made the buy of Hardik Pandya, so they didn't need a sensational buy. They traded Cameron Green to RCB. I was slightly disappointed by that, but I think it was needed to get Hardik Pandya here. So yeah, overall I think they did pretty decent in the auction. They didn't need anything sensational, and they got some interesting buys.
Exactly. I think I cannot agree more. Mumbai Indians tactic-wise to replace whose international seam bowling all-rounder with Indian seam bowling all-rounder was an exceptional move for the same price. By doing that, Mumbai's team is almost set even before the auction started. And once the auction started, the players that you pointed out, Kotse, Madhushanka and Nabi, everyone, they just sealed the game. Made the team even stronger. I'm sure you're more happy with Jasprit Bumrah being back compared to last year.
Oh yes, that's a relief, man. Whew. We missed him. We missed him a lot.
Yes. And when he came back, right for the Indian team, we all know what he did, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna do the exact same thing for MI in this season, even though I don't want to see him that good against CSK. I want to see him
Yeah.
playing extremely well against all the other team.
I
With
think
that,
if he plays well and if he's fit, it's great for MI and also for India, given the T20 World
T20
Cup that's
World Cup.
coming up.
Yeah. I really hope he does really well and use this time to practice as much as he could. And
And hopefully stay fit.
exactly.
Fingers crossed. Fingers
Exactly.
crossed. Yeah.
All right, so the big question, who's your four foreigners and your playing 11, please?
In my opinion, they're gonna go with three foreigners.
Okay.
I mean, playing 12. They'll have four in 12.
12, yes.
Yes. I think, of course, Rohit and Ishan are gonna be up top opening. Ishan will also be the wicket keeper. One down. Given the absence of Surya Kumar Yadav for the first few games, I think the batting order will take a little shuffle. Tilak Verma. Maybe at one down, Hardik at four had done exceedingly well for Gujarat Titans, so he can fill in at number four until Suryakumar Yadav comes in, and when Sky comes in, we can juggle the batting order around. It gives us more flexibility and makes us a much stronger team with Suryakumar Yadav in the team. So, but top four: Rohit, Ishan, Tilak, and Hardik. Number five probably Nehal Vaddera. Because he showed great potential last season, and I think they will continue trying to give him opportunities, or at least until Suryakumar is back. In my opinion, they should start with Mohammad Nabi. Of course, they have another all-rounder in Romario Shepherd. That's also a good trade, but Nabi has shown his prowess with both bat and ball multiple times. Even in the recently concluded Afghanistan versus India T20 series, he had a couple of great knocks. So I feel that they could start with him. Of course, Tim David coming at number seven. That and then Bumrah at number eight. Akash Madhwal at number nine. Piyush Chawla had an exceptional IPL last season. Nobody expected him to do that. Due respect to him, nobody expected that season from Piyush Chawla, but he had an exceptional season. On the basis of which he'll retain his spot as well. And I think there has been a couple of there are a couple of options for the foreign fast bowler. It can be Gerald Coetzee, it can be Nuvan Tushara, I think Dilshan Madushanka and Jason Behrendorf are injured for the first part. So once they are here, we might, they might even think about playing Behrendorf, given his experience with Mumbai earlier, and or Madushanka. But for now, I think they will go with Gerald Coetzee. So that gives us like four outright bowling options, and Hardik, Nabi, and Tim David are there as the all-rounding option. So I think they will get 20 overs out of these seven players. And I think the impact sub right now, especially given the absence of Surya Kumar, should be Devel Brewis. That will strengthen the batting. He
That's your
can,
fourth foreigner.
yes, that Devel Brewis will be my fourth foreigner. He can either come in for Piyush or Akash Madhwal when we bat. I think with that, we'll bat till 8, and then when we bowl, we'll have four outright options and then all-rounder spots as well. So that'll put us in good stead and give us good balance in the beginning, especially till our injured players come back. But once they come back, it's a selection headache.
I would say that's going to put MI in more than just good stat.
Yeah.
So with this team, with this lineup, I should not be asking about their qualification chances, but I still have to ask, do you think they'll qualify for
Yes.
playoffs?
Yes, I think I said in the RCB episode that I'm betting my money on RCB qualifying. If I had to bet, I'll bet my house on Mumbai qualifying. Just kidding, I don't do betting. Don't do betting. I'm not endorsing it also. It's bad. But they very, very strong team, stronger than last season. They made it to the playoffs with that team and the kind of the start that they got last season. Right now they've got more experience in the middle order, smarter bowling options. Bumrah is back. So I think if everything goes well and if the team performs to the potential that we see on paper, Mumbai Indians might finish as one of the top two teams.
All right, is number six coming home for
Good question. I would love for number six to come home to Mumbai, especially given that CSK has caught up and I can no longer brag that we are the team with the most IPL trophies. I would love if we go one over CSK. If there is any team that has a chance of winning on just based on their team on paper, I think it'll be Mumbai. But again, like I said, it's a very funny tournament, and once we get to the playoffs, you don't know what's gonna happen. I mean, Lucknow Super Giants were looking like a great unit until the playoffs last season, and they just bottled in the playoffs. So
I mean,
yeah.
if you're talking about funny things in playoff, we could take 2023 finals, lost two ball, for example.
Yeah.
The game was Gujarat
Yeah.
Titans. If not for the
All
rain,
along.
if not for the lost two balls, it was all Gujarat Titans.
All along, yeah. I
So
mean,
yeah,
we
anything can
can
happen.
keep telling funny incidences in playoffs. I think I'd given one playoff team already. Here's my second playoff team. I might as well go ahead and give the rest two because we're already halfway there. So I think, in my opinion, Mumbai Indians, Chennai Super Kings, Royal Challengers Bangalore, and Rajasthan Royals will be my top four. If we are asking for early predictions, but again,
All
funny
right.
tournament, anything can happen. But this is a really strong Mumbai Indians team.
Okay. Thank you, Abhi. With that, we'll wrap up this episode. Thank you all for joining us in yet another IPL special episode.